My name's Pat McLaughlin.
So how long have you lived in West Park?
About 43 years, I think.
Is there any sort of work you've done around the area or things you like to do?
I've never really got the pigeons, so that kept me occupied, you know.
How long have you been keeping pigeons, and what got you into it?
Well, I've kept pigeons in the North of Ireland where I came from, you know, in the village. It was all sort of, I got families then, nearly every... I know every other family, but there's quite a few. There must be maybe 20 or 30 in the village get pigeons, you know. And I moved up here after a few years. I got pigeons in the 1990s. I joined the local club here in Sight Hill, Homing Society. It's a good club, you know, and nice, good members in it, you know. Nice people that runs it and that. So more or less moved on to Zen, you know. But I like to have the pigeons, you know. It's a good hobby. It's a race about... 9 inland races, which I mean by inland races is starting off the Pentland Federation race down to Maidstone. That's the furthest inland race. It's about 362 miles. And that's the longest inland race. That's in the national. Then they go over to France and race from France there, which is 550 odd miles, you know. People that live further than me, the race point is slightly more. It flies slightly more, bigger distance, you know. But it's good, you know. It's a good hobby.
So, what's your favourite thing about the race and the pigeons? And
I like training them, you know, taking them away in the car and training them. I mean, start off at taking them to Gala Shields and Selkirk and that, you know. Then they fly back here, get some fit, you know. As soon as any other person would do if he's training for the Olympics or not, you've got to be fit. So the birds are in the same category, you know. They've got to be really fit to compete with our birds. It's all right. When you take them out, you take them down to Broomhouse on a Friday night, and you get them all race marked. It's all electronic timing now, so we don't need to put rubber rings on them. So you just take them down there, you have a wee clock, you put your birds through, you've got an electronic ring on them, and you just scan them. And once that's all finished, go over to Dander Hall. The big transporter sits there, all over the Pentland Federation, all over, they're all assembled there on a Friday night. Birds are all loaded on, taken away down to parts of England, New York, Peterborough, all these different race points. And they arrive there late at night, and then they're sit there all night. Morning comes, the race controller, he's in charge of the birds, line of flight into Edinburgh. If the weather's all right, good. No so much wind, but rain. And if it's all clear, cut the strings and off they go. The race has started. If it's 100 odd miles, you maybe get them in less than 2 hours, you know. They do about maybe 60 mile an hour. If the weather's good, then the wind's sort of behind them, you know. But if it's a prevailing wind facing them, as I say, the velocity is down, you know. But it's good. It's good standing out there waiting. I stand here on a Saturday waiting on them. You talk to different people that's going past there, you know. I quite like it. It's good, you know. I've won a few races, but there's not many young boys that's good at it, you know. It's like all the things you do. New generations come up with different tactics and different systems. They're good flyers, you know. Okay, I'm not really into it for the... I mean, everybody likes to win, but I'm not one of these persons that stand my long face on a Saturday if the birds are late and somebody else has timed in, you know. I just wait on them to come. If they come, get them in and move on to the next race. It's like a football, you know. If you didn't win the Saturday, scrub that match, move on to the next one. You get a lot of satisfaction when you see the birds coming, you know. That's a thrill.